The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Well, welcome back to the program, Mr. Dozier, and the other things that you were telling me about, they're still happening, right?
Well, to a degree, Phil, yeah. In fact, we're at the mall right now, but I can tell you that I want to wish you a Merry Christmas, first of all.
Thank you. And to you.
And I appreciate that, and to all of your listeners. I am speaking on behalf of a lot of good people. Many of them are dealing with this problem. They do the job for free. Some get a small hourly wage. Of course, I'm talking about the many people who work over the holidays.
And we were mentioning that to our listeners, the people who are working. And a lot of it is seasonal, right?
Some of the employees are seasonal. I'm a seasonal employee, yeah.
You know, I worked seasonal myself when I was much younger at a department store during the Christmas, you know, holiday rush, and it's nuts. And I worked in a toy department.
Well, then you have a sense of what I'm talking about. It's a very tough job, and a lot of us have, you know, immediate contact with the public. I've worked the last three Christmases as a Santa Claus.
Yeah, you mentioned you were a Santa Claus at the Chula Mall.
Yes, sir. It's not a very time-consuming job, but I do it, and many people around the country do it for a variety of reasons.
Now, I'm curious, why did you take this job? You're working full-time as a high school teacher.
Well, it's a job that we had to take it because the school asked we do some outside work, either volunteer or paid, that keeps us in touch with the community of youth, and so we're sort of asked to do this, so I took this job as a mall Santa Claus.
Well, it's got to be fun. Is it fun?
Well, it has its rewards, Phil. There's no doubt. It's also a job, unfortunately, where the parents, when you're working with kids, the parents can hinder a child having a good time talking with Santa Claus because the parents are thinking about themselves.
Now, so you have to deal with parents, obviously, because the kids are there with their parents.
Well, the children are an expression of the parent. And when you get a child who wants to talk to Santa Claus, and that child is going to act out so the parents can express some frustration. In other words, the parents, many times, and your listeners don't know this, many times parents will use the child to get through some negative message about the mall, about the prices they're having to pay, about the retail store. And they don't have the will or the temerity to do it themselves. And so they express their frustration through their child. And the best way to do that is to have the child act out when he's sitting there with Santa Claus, who's a mall employee, and suddenly feel a job that should be fun, that should be rewarding. It isn't even close to it at all. And men and women who are Santa Clauses in malls across this country are suffering with this. It's an annual job that's been taken for granted.
All right, you have the kids line up. I want to know how it is the parents cause the child to act out.
Well, the children, on Tuesday evening, I had a child come sit in my lap. And the parents of this child, they're angry at the retail prices they're having to pay. They're angry at a lot of things because they don't have the courage to express it to the mall themselves or to express to the manufacturer. And so the parents allow the child to act out and vent their anger for them. And this is something you learn working with kids, as I have for the last 17 years. Now, the child sat in my lap, and you try and relax the child, and you ask them if they've been good, and you ask the questions that the children expect you to ask.
Yeah, Santa Claus, if you're good over the year.
Exactly. Now, this child looks at me and doesn't respond. And I see the child glancing at his parents, and the child and the parents are looking back at the child, and then the child had an episode of gas. Okay?
The kid had a flatulence?
Yes, and there are people affected by this, obviously, other than myself. There are other mall and store employees who are in costume, and suddenly this child, and it's very, very offensive. And I looked at the parents, and I just shook my head. And I muttered something under my breath, which they heard, you know.
Let me ask you, the child was sitting in your lap, and the child had gas, and it was a flatulent gas.
Yes, sir. That is right. Now, I know that, you know, it's not an isolated incident. This happens all the time. And you see the children and the parents exchanging glances. And I shook my head, and I said something to the effect of, you sons of, and I was told by the gentleman.
Go ahead. Tell it. What did you say?
I said, you sons of bitches.
And the child heard that?
Yeah, the child heard it. And I was told by the mall that I would not be allowed back on the job.
All right, hold it right there. And I know there's more that you want to tell, but I want to give our phone number out. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Mr. Vernon Dozier, who was a Santa Claus at the Chula Mall in Glendale until recently, was let go because he apparently offended some parents who were there with their child. You feel parents that put that child in your lap to express their anger at the mall, correct?
That is correct.
And the way that their anger was expressed to that child is this child had gas, not just a gas pain, but the gas came out as a, you know...
As a fart, you know, and it was very offensive. And I knew right away because I had seen the child looking at his parents, and I saw the child looking at him.
Well, what did that mean to you?
I'm sorry, Phil.
What did it mean that the two...
Well, I think they were looking at him and saying, go ahead, honey. You know how angry we are, and you know how we feel about this place we're in. And it's not even that. I think the child is too young to understand that, but I think they know that they'll get their mother and father's love if they express the hostility. Or maybe they just tell the child, this would be funny, Santa Claus would like it, whatever they say.
They're telling the child to go ahead and fart while he's sitting in Santa Claus's lap. It creates...
It creates an offensive atmosphere for the people there, yes.
And so what had... So you muttered, you sons of bitches, right?
Yes, and unfortunately the child heard it. But as I told the manager of the mall, I said, I understand the child heard it, but what was more important is that the parents heard it. And he said to me, I didn't want them hearing it either. And that's when I said, now I don't know what you're talking about. I thought you were upset with me.
This is the mall manager you're talking to?
Yes. I said, I thought you were upset with me because I had said you sons of bitches and the little child heard it. And he said, I'm upset with you that you said you sons of bitches and not only did the child hear it, but the parents heard it too. I said, but those are the people I was saying it to. And he said to me, I don't care. And I told him that I, on behalf of the millions of men and women that work seasonal rush at Christmas time in malls all over America, I'm offended. Now, I went out to the parking lot, and these people were still in the mall. I saw them get in their car, and I followed them to their home. And I confronted
them. You followed the parents?
I did, Phil. Let me tell you.
Boy, that is something's going to get you in trouble.
No, wait a minute. I didn't do anything. I just confronted the father, and I said, you made your kid do that. And he stands there and lies to me and says, no, he doesn't. Now he says he wants to sue the mall, a personal injury lawsuit, and I never laid a hand on the man.
Well, sir, if you're going to follow him home, you know.
No, you don't understand. Let me help you with this. I never laid a hand on him. I just followed him back to his house and said to him, in no uncertain words, I was calling you a son of a bitch. I didn't want your kid to hear it. That's number one. And number two, your kid did that. Let that gas go on me, or whatever, however you want to put it, Phil. You know, it's...
Well, it's something that children... Here's my problem.
Let me just finish, though. Okay.
Go ahead.
And so he calls the mall. He says, I'm going to file a lawsuit, a personal injury lawsuit, because of this harassment has caused emotional injury to my wife. I never talked to his wife. She was in the house.
Well, she might have been in the house watching this exchange between you and the husband. And...
No, it doesn't matter. If she's not... If I'm not talking to her, it's not injuring her. And he's not man enough to say, maybe he's scared. I don't know, but...
Let me give you some advice. You're not going to return...
I'm not going to talk to these people again. I just let him know what my feeling was. That his child... the fact that I've got to explain this, really... This man and this woman put a child in my lap. After the child had lunch, they knew what was going to happen. They looked at the child. They encouraged the child. The child... let gas go, and it created an offensive atmosphere for myself and my coworkers.
You're talking about the obvious malodorous effects of a flatulent child.
Yeah, well, flatulent anybody, yeah.
Okay, and so that's when you said, you sons of bitches.
I said, you sons of bitches, and I said it loud enough for the parents to hear.
Well, I don't know where the Santa Claus seat is in relation to where the parents are, but you must have said it pretty loud, because...
Well, I wanted them to hear it.
Well, if you're going to say it that loud... Then
look at Phil. You know how parents communicate with their children. You know, give Santa a good toot, or however they say it. And the child looks, and the child does it. So he gets the love of his parents. And I think that's the most pathetic thing, that a child has to, you know, have a gas attack, or whatever, how you want to say it, to get the love of a parent. In other words, to sit there and emit gas that is going to be offensive to everyone within yards of where I'm sitting, so that he can get his parents' love. Now, as an educator, I find that offensive. And that's why I said, you sons of bitches.
But all right.
Phil, I'm the one that works as a Santa Claus. You're not.
No, I know that, sir. I'm just trying to logically put this together, that a parent would encourage a child to do something like that to express their anger at the high prices in the mall. Let's go up, sit you down in Santa's lap. You'll fart. It will offend Santa Claus. And
there you go. And guess what? I got fired, so they got what they wanted. Okay, see? They're not stupid. They got what they wanted. I got fired. The mall.
Did you tell the mall manager that you felt that this was malicious on the part of the parents?
Yes, I did.
What did he say?
He intimated that I didn't know what I was talking about, and I should get my facts straight, and I told him, believe me, I'm an educator. He said, well, you could go back to educating. This was the way he put it. And, you know, and the same thing happened last year, Phil, when they had a little girl sit in my lap. Same thing. This girl sat down, and she was dressed in a holiday fashion, as if they were on in a holiday outing. And, you know, the kid sits there, and she acted out in a very vulgar way. And she, you know, she had gas. And I'll tell you, it was worse than this boy last week. And the same deal. And I didn't say anything then. I sat there, and I sat in that stench for it must have been 10 or 15 minutes.
And you feel this is malicious?
Absolutely.
Malicious on the part of the parents. All right, hold on. 1-800-449-8686. Parents who bring their kids to the Santa Claus at the mall oftentimes will express their anger at the high prices through their child. And the Santa Claus is the guy who takes the abuse. This man feels that the two people who brought their son to the mall had him sit in Santa's lap, and the kid had gas. And apparently he had gas while he was sitting there with Santa Claus. It was offensive enough for this man, Mr. Dozier, to say something to follow the family home because he got fired by calling them sons of bitches. You know, if you say you son of a bitch loud enough for the parents to hear it standing where the parents stand, the kid's going to hear it. And how you can say that and not know that, I don't know. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. The world famous Phil Henry Show.
The Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686, Survivor, Compton. The Phil Henry Show is back, 1-800-449-8686.
As an educator, that's what I do.
All right, I'm back with Mr. Vernon Dozier. He's a high school teacher at the Belmar Academy in Glendale, California. It's a private school, right?
Yes, it is. It's a private Catholic preparatory academy.
Okay. And you've worked for the last 3 years as a mall Santa Claus, in part as an educator. You like to, you know, get in touch with, as you say, the community of youth.
Well, that's the other thing, Phil. The school pretty much tells us we have to do this. And so I hold the school responsible as well from this standpoint. If they're telling me that I have to, as part of my employment, do some outside volunteer work in the community of youth, and I do it, and I wind up having to sit there while a kid sits in my lap and at the behest of his parents makes a stink, you know, and a very offensive stench. I don't know if you've been around babies or little children, but...
Sure, I have.
Okay, well, the food they eat, I don't know what it is, but... And the parents think it's funny, and they're getting their revenge on the mall and on the high prices at Christmas time. By
having a kid sit in Santa Claus's lap and fart, basically.
Well, yeah, but one of the many things they do. But, yeah, that's their way when they're there's a lot of things they do. I mean, some of them shoplift. Some of them are thieves. Some of them will openly confront a store employee over the prices. And some of them, because they don't have that kind of courage, or lack thereof, I guess, will have their kids sit in the lap of a Santa Claus at Christmas time and emit a stench that is so foul that it lingers in the air, and there's people in line too. So you're talking anywhere at any given time, Phil, anywhere from 50 to 100 people standing in line who have to smell this.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Let me go over to Jackie. Jackie, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Go ahead.
How you doing?
Fine, ma'am.
Okay, this guy says he's an educator, right?
Yes, ma'am. I teach mathematics, health and science, and I'm a high school varsity football coach.
Okay. Isn't, like, passing gas a normal body function?
I believe it is, of course. However,
okay, but
when you're a young person, you are taught manners by your parents to be a civilized human being, and not otherwise. Do we just walk into a room full of people that we're trying to impress and do that? No, I don't think we do.
But I'm saying, if you alter that body function by trying to hold it and not let your body do what it's supposed to do, doesn't that actually cause more harm? Can you actually kind of like cause a lot of physical harm because your muscles start making the gas go back up into your system?
Let me ask you something. Do
yes?
you walk into a room full of people you're trying to impress and you just go ahead and do that?
I'm not going to kill myself for those people. I'm not
so you
if
are
I
you
to,
if you were in a
I'm
job.
Grown.
Let me ask you if you're in a job.
I'm grown, right?
If you're in a job
I'm
interview, if you're in a job interview and you're sitting there interviewing for a job that you really
yes.
want, and the person you're trying to impress, and you emit a stench that's going to put tears into your eyes, you think that's just fine, huh?
But you're talking to like an adult as
yeah.
opposed to a child.
And children don't know how to do that.
And children don't understand. Like they say, excuse me for a moment. I have to leave the room. And then you go do what you have to do. That's not an adult. That's
every
a child.
Single year.
And I'm surprised you say you're an educator of science. And
well, ma'am, I'm
like
an educator
that
of high school.
That really floors me.
I'm an educator
and
of high school.
I understand, student. You know, you're upset, but you're Santa Claus. People sit on your lap. You're around people all day in the mall. It's like.
Yes, ma'am.
Normal.
And I love children. I raised two sons. But when. I've noticed a pattern, though. It's been a pattern now for the last 3 years. The kids do this, and they always do it. They look at their parents. The parents look at them. They look at their parents. They nod. And then here comes the gas. Now, does that sound to you like there's an acknowledgement?
Wait a minute.
That really sounds to me. You said you have to do volunteer work, right?
Yes, ma'am.
As part of
my job, I'm required to do some outside volunteer work in the youth, in the youth community, working with children. Yes. But this is
okay.
a paid way.
If that happened to you like 3 years in a row and it really bothered you and offended you and you're not that actually, you know, deters you, couldn't you have did something else besides Santa Claus?
Jackie, I'll tell you why. Because people did to me what you're doing. They're telling me that I was wrong or I was crazy. So I lived with it for 2 years. I lived with the smell and I lived with the thought that maybe I'm crazy. Until finally it happened 3 years in a row. 3 years in a row, kids don't look at their parents. Parents look at them. They nod, and then boom! Here comes the smell.
Wait!
I'm not saying you're crazy. I'm saying.
Wait a minute.
No, this lady.
That bothers you that bad.
The two of you think this is a big joke, and I can tell you.
No. I want to know. A 5-year-old kid is trading visual cues.
Mr. Henry, it's not a visual cue. The parent is encouraging the child. The child is smiling and nodding, and then they cut.
That's visual.
They cut it. Are you a parent, ma'am? I've raised two boys. Are you a parent?
Yes, I am. I have two children.
All right,
as a matter of fact, when my kids were born, the milk that they drink, it is bad. I know what you're going through because my own kids, I used to have to put a mask over my face to change them. But
I don't think there's anything that smells worse in the world than a kid.
But their body is fresh.
Yeah,
their body is.
Oh, yeah,
but,
fresh.
But I'm saying it's normal.
You know, it's
normal.
It's an interesting thing you say that, Jack. You say their bodies are young and fresh. Why is it that the smell they emit smells like death? Literally,
because
like there's
the
a
milk,
dead body.
Because the milk they intake, that milk that helps their body to grow and nourish themselves, that's what it is. They can't help it.
Are you talking about,
like
ma'am, are you talking about mother's milk?
No, I'm talking about formula.
Oh, well, if they were drinking mother's milk, maybe there'd be a more pleasant stench. I don't know.
Well, no, I think you're getting a little.
All I'm saying is this. I see a visual acknowledgement between parent and child. That's not my imagination. I saw that 3 years in a row.
I don't know of any parent that tells their child, and maybe I'm sheltered, but I don't know of any parent that tells their child to go and sit in Santa's lap and then fart.
A parent is not going to say,
no.
If you have to, honey, go ahead, even if you're in Santa's lap. Yes, I do think they will say that.
No.
Yes, I do.
I can tell a parent was saying, you have to,
Thank you very much, Jackie. We got to run, but thank you.
All right.
1-800-449.
You find this funny?
No, just hold on. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show.
Phil Henry. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
All right, tell me about this little girl. We're with Mr. Vernon Dozier of Santa Claus at the Chula Mall in Glendale, California. And you were fired last week because of confronting this family.
Yes, I was.
All right. Tell me how this confrontation went.
Well, I mean, I told you.
No, but what happened was the kid had gas. He let gas go. And so you said, you sons of bitches.
I looked at his parents and I said, you sons of bitches, that you would do this to me. And they looked shocked. And I said, I don't know why you're looking shocked. You had the kid come up here and cut that stench because of your problem with the prices. Well, that's when I was confronted by the mall manager. And I left, and I saw these people in the parking lot, so I followed them. You make it sound like I'm a stalker, Mr. Andrew. I wasn't stalking these people.
Anytime anybody gets in a car, sir, and follows somebody who they don't know.
No, I simply wanted to talk to them, and I didn't have the opportunity because they'd gotten in their car. And
how far did you follow them?
I think they lived in Monrovia.
And from Glendale to Monrovia, for people who don't know, that's got to be about 7 or 8 miles.
Well,
all right.
So they got out of the car, and I said, I'm the guy that your kid cut one, you know, and I don't know how I said it, but I said, I'm the one that your kid, you know, cut a fart on me, and I...
Look, I know you lost your job over this.
I don't care about the job, Phil. What I care about is the millions of men and women who work seasonal at Christmas time who are... have this happen to them where the kids come up and do this thing that everybody says, oh, that's what kids do. No, it's not. They do it at the behest of parents who are too spineless to confront the manufacturer and retail outlets over the high prices. They do it at the behest of parents who do not have the will to do it themselves. I just as soon have that little girl's mother come up and sit in my lap and cut her stench-ridden.
You said to me, though, that this was a boy?
Well, I didn't know what it was. The little girl from last year, I thought you were talking about.
Okay, so but this has happened every year?
Every year.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Meredith, go ahead.
Yes, I was calling. I have a really hard time believing that, only because I have three children, and I don't think I could pay them or threaten them enough the cheese on Santa's lap for fear that they would get nothing.
Well, you see how you think it's funny? That's exactly what parents think. They think it's funny. And so they encourage the child to do it so that they can express their hostility. The child laughs. The parent laughs. That's why I confronted these parents, and I called them, you know, what I called them. I'm sorry the child heard it.
No, you're missing my point. My point is most children that would go visit Santa Claus would believe that there's a Santa. To misbehave or cut the cheese or anything like that on top of Santa Claus would be absolutely a guarantee calling your stock.
Not unless your parents wanted you to. Not unless you wanted the love of your parents.
But you don't think that they would have more grandiose or illusions of Santa Claus and the presents, the whole thing?
No, I don't.
Out on Santa?
No, I do not, ma'am. I think if they look at their parents, and especially if the parents already tell them there is no Santa Claus, so all of this is just one big joke. The kid goes up, he's part of a big laugh at my expense.
How old is the kid that farted?
The kid was probably about 5 or 6.
I mean, how do you involve a child like that in something as far? There is no Santa Claus, and instead, let's go up and use this Santa Claus to make a point about the mall.
I think that what the child is not going to understand that part, but he'll understand there is no Santa Claus, and why not just go up there and fart on that stupid man who's a liar and a thief?
But wouldn't you think you would think that if they're going to go visit Santa Claus, that would be an immature thing to do if they don't believe in him?
What? Ma'am, we're talking about a five. What do you mean an immature thing? It's a 5-year-old kid. And if you're a mother, why are you asking me all these questions? I doubt very much if you've got kids. You're asking a lot of questions for a woman who's got kids of her own.
I'm trying to get you to think a little bit more outside the whole picture.
Well, thank you very much. I'm sorry Romper Room's off the air. Otherwise, you would have had a gig for that, but...
Well, what are you being sarcastic?
Because she's trying to educate me. I'm the one who got farted on.
All right. I feel that your sights on it might be just a bit more narrow. But
right. I think Meredith is being very polite in...
Well, she's being a little condescending.
I think she's being polite in trying to get you to see what I also agree is something you should see, and that is that this is something a child does...
Let me ask you, both of you, a question, Mr. Henry and Meredith. Both of you. You remember when you were young enough to go visit Santa Claus?
Yes.
You do, Mr. Henry?
Yeah, I used to go over to the Henshaws in Arcadia.
All right. You'd know if you had let one go on Santa, wouldn't you? Would you remember that? How many years, Meredith, did you go see Santa Claus when you were a little girl?
Probably 5, 6.
Oh, yeah. And not once did you let, stink one up.
Correct.
Mr. Henry?
I don't remember doing it. You're right. Okay, if your point is...
That's what I'm talking about. That's exactly what I'm talking about. You didn't, this young lady didn't, and yet 3 years in a row, here comes kids, because today's parents don't care anymore about using their children to express larger political points. You see the children walking down the road with signs against abortion. They're 5, 6 years old. They don't know anything about abortion. You see them walking down the road with signs against guns or for guns, against the death penalty or for the death penalty. Parents don't care. They use their children, and the children do it because they want their parents' love. Now we've sunk so low that we have a problem with retail prices. We send our child up to sit on a Santa Claus's lap and punch out a bag of gas that would, I'm telling you, it would lay out most livestock.
It's a good point, okay?
You're damn right it's a good point.
All right, but saying you sons of bitches in front of that kid.
I didn't say it in front of the kid. I said it to them. The kid heard it.
Meredith, thank you for your call. We're going to take a break. Our number is 1-800-449-8686. I think you make a good point about parents using children for political purposes. I would agree there.
That's right.
But I find it bizarre that a parent would use their child to express their anger at the high prices of goods at Christmas time by having them sit on Santa Claus's lap and do something as offensive as that. I don't know.
Hey, what's offensive about it? You've heard a million people call and say it's a kid. Kids are going to do that. See, they don't get it. I sit there, and I've got one kid after the next, leaving a cloud of gas. Okay? Now, you never farted as a kid on Santa's lap, and neither did that woman who just called. I just heard her say it. And yet, every year, one after the other... Man, if you're laughing, so help me.
No, I'm not.
I can hear you laughing.
No, I am not. No, I am not.
Well, then who is that I hear?
It's nobody.
I hear someone laughing, sir.
It's no one's laughing, I swear to God. It could be something on the line. All right, well, just hold on for a minute.
You are lying, because I can...
There's nobody laughing, man. 1-800-449-8686. It's nuts. This man is a Santa Claus at the Chula Mall in Glendale. He was fired last week for confronting two parents. Their child came up, sat in his lap. He said, "What would you like for Christmas?" And the child, as children will, farted. And he says this happens too often at Christmas time for it to be a coincidence. He feels it's the parents encouraging the children to do this to express their hostility at high seasonal prices. Is he on hold? I hope he can't hear anything.
Yeah.
1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show.
The Phil Henry Show. 1-800-449-8686. Won't float without pontoons. Phil Henry Show. 1-800-449-8686.
By the way, thanks to everybody for expressing their concern about my illness this past week. Like nobody. No, I'm just kidding around. Vernon Dozier joins us, and I had a little bit of... I might have had a little touch of walking pneumonia, is what the doctor thought, Vernon.
I'll tell you what, you got to take care of your health, Phil. It's the most important thing that we have in this world, and it's too bad. There are a lot of people coming down with that.
All right, we're talking about your experience at the Chula Mall as a Santa Claus. You were fired after calling two parents sons of bitches because their child had gas, a fart, on you. You say this happens every year. You say it's premeditated.
Absolutely.
and you say it is premeditated by the parents to have their child fart on you or on Santa Claus because they're angry at the prices of the retailers.
That is correct, and also because they don't teach their children manners. And that one lady that said, hold it, she said, that'll hurt you if you hold it. I don't know what she's talking about. I mean, if she's telling me she's going to walk into a room where there are maybe five or six people are going to interview her for a job interview, and they're going to say, okay, well, here are your qualifications. What do you think of our company? And while she's telling them that she likes the company and she has gas that leaves a distinctly revolting atmosphere in the room, and she's lying through her teeth. In other words, it sounds like she's like, yeah, I really love the company, and meanwhile, she stinks the room to hell. Forget it.
No, I'm listening to you.
No, I don't think anyone understands.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Let's go over to Liz. Liz, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
I've been listening to you for about a half hour now, and I really think that you have really blown out of proportion what has happened and overreacted. I mean, even now listening to you, you're so angered by it. The parents got what, if the parents suggested the child do this, the parents got what they wanted, not by you getting fired, but here it is way after the fact, and you're still so angered by
it. Wait a minute, wait.
You've got the choice to react or not to react. You chose to react instead of maybe take a break and let the stench clear the air or something, and you're still very angry. I mean, you can hear it in your voice.
Ma'am, can I just interrupt you? All right, look. When a ship is sinking, one of the things that you never see happen is the captain leave the bridge. Every captain will go down with a ship if that's what he has to do. A kid leaves a stench like that in the Santa Claus igloo that we have there. I'm not, as the captain of that, I'm not leaving and letting the other employees have to, you know, just to sit in the stink.
Well, you know, I've had five kids. I've been in front of Santa's line many a time.
Right.
And I have also seen Santa with his little sign up, be back in 15 minutes, be back in a half hour. So I do know Santas do take breaks.
You know what? I have a feeling, and it may be because I'm an educator and that I know some about kids. I don't like to do that because kids don't buy that. A kid doesn't believe that Santa needs to take a break. And if you
well,
said
you're
Santa needs a break,
to do this, you're going to have to choose to accept everything. You're going to be working with little kids. I don't know of any child that does not reek when they're a baby.
Ma'am, when you were a little girl and you went to visit Santa Claus, did you or did you not leave? You know, leave a stench on him. No. Mr. Henry didn't. The other lady didn't. How come all of a sudden kids are doing it? I'll tell you why. The parents encourage it.
I agree that parents do not take the time that they
there you go.
Do
Switch.
In raising their children.
3 points.
But you're saying
Three
that this
points.
Is a malicious act.
Yes.
Yeah, see, that's what I don't get either, Liz. I agree with you. Malicious in that...
Why does the kid look at the parent? The parent looks at them. They give the nod. Boom. Outcomes just a. I can't even describe it. Is the lady there? I don't know.
Well, what? Are you there, ma'am?
Yeah, I'm
Liz?
Here.
Did you hear what I said?
Look,
the kid nods, the parent, they both go, okay, on cue, go. And the kid floats one.
But can I ask you this? You said about 20 minutes ago that the parents got what they wanted when you got fired. You never had to react to this. You didn't have to get angered. If I brought my child, even if I encouraged them to do something that offended somebody else, and somebody else swore in front of my children, especially in something that should be a joyous event, you're darn straight, I would have a few words to say about
Wait
that.
Wait a minute. If you came into that place and encouraged your child to act out in an offensive way and the person swore, you still think you've got the right to say something? Even though you would... Look, I followed those people home, and I said to them...
Look, you have a full-time job.
Wait a minute.
No, you have a full-time job as a high school educator. Nobody's going to get upset.
No, I followed them, and I said, your kid floats one, and I get fired. And I looked at the mother, too, because I could see her looking through the kitchen window, and I said, I don't know what you're feeding that kid, but you can thank the dairy. And I drove away. I felt good about that.
What does that mean, thank the dairy?
I think she's going down and feeding the kid hay.
I really think that you really crossed the line, though, when you went to their home. I mean, you did have
agreed.
A choice to walk away.
If I'm a father,
you have a choice not to react.
You're lucky that guy didn't come out of that car swinging a bat.
A bat. You know, those people, they're too busy feeding their kid hay.
So that you're trespassing.
Well, they're too busy feeding their kid hay, so that when he floats a queef, it's going to...
Okay, look at... Liz, thank you for your call.
Oh, God, she gets a thank you, but what about me?
You're the
guest... Merry
Thanks
Christmas,
very much. Merry
you
Christmas.
Guys.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, you're laughing. You son of a.
All right, hold on. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show.
Phil Henry Show. 1-800-449-8686.
Now I'm a fag and I'm going to have my skull sexed. Anything else, gentlemen?
The Phil Henry Show is back.
1-800-449-8686.
Right after I got fired, I took my wife and I, we were going to plan a vacation. Because school wasn't coming back for a week. This was during the Thanksgiving vacation.
Okay.
We get on a plane, and we're going to fly to Mexico. No sooner do I sit down, and there's a woman with a kid behind me, and she's doing his diaper, and the stench, once again, I can't get away from it. And that's when I demanded that the plane be brought, you know, land again.
Terrorist.
Thank you.
Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686.